I want to spend a minute talking about the enemy of normal. Normal is an enemy. Every believer should flee from normal. Because if you walk with God, your life should not be normal. When you walk with God, you should not be ordinary. When you walk with God, you're not supposed to fit in the clique. When you walk with God, you ought not be like everybody else. When you walk with God, every day is a new day. When you walk with God, he does amazing stuff. When you walk with God, he opens doors unexpectedly. When you walk with God, he lets you meet people you never thought you would meet. When you walk with God, he puts you in situations that you weren't even qualified. But God has ordered your steps in such a way that every day is exciting. When you walk with God, there's a spirit of gratitude that comes into your life because your life is not normal and it is not routine. When you walk with God, God will always do the unexpected. Can I go deeper? I have all kind of journalists that ask me, I want to follow you around today so I can see what life is like for T.D. Jakes in a normal day. I said, you can forget it. I have never had a normal day. Every day is different from the other day. I don't have any day that looks like the day I had before. One day I'm in Africa. The other day I'm making Oxdale. One day I'm in Washington. The next day I'm in New York. One day I'm at a business meeting. The next day I'm laying hands on the devil. One day I'm at the hospital. One day I'm at the morgue. I don't have a typical day, because when you walk with Jesus, he does the unexpected. I'm wondering if there's anybody in here who's spiritual enough to have walked in the unexpected. You can't put me in a box. You can't put me in a box. You can't give me a title and tell me that's what I am. You can't expect me to always dress the same, look the same, and act the same. Because I have an unexpected God, I'm just like my daddy. One day I'm in jeans. One day I'm in a suit. One day I'm in shorts. One day I'm in coverall. You can't expect me to fit into your routine, deadbeat, ordinary, lifeless, religious, philosophical ideology, because I serve a God who hates religion. He lacks relationship. He does the unexpected. He does the impossible. He speaks to mountains and tell them to go into the sea. He comes to his disciples walking on water. He stops funerals and raises up the dead. He goes to weddings and turns water into wine. I serve a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all ye may ask or think. Have you met my God? Have you met my God? He sleeps in the middle of a storm. He casts demons out of legion. Have you met my God? He pays taxes out of the fish's mouth. Have you met my God? He refuses to die on the whipping post. Have you met my God? He prays for the people who crucified him. Have you met my God? He rolls his own stone away. He gets up out of the grave. He walks in the garden alive again. Have you met my God? Type on the line, the unexpected, the unexpected, the unexpected, the unexpected to the unexpected. Type it as fast as you can. And I came to tell you that 2022 is going to be your year for the unexpected. This is going to be the year that the cycle breaks. This is going to be the year that God releases you from enablers and brings you to evangelists. This is going to be the year that you get strength in places you never had it before. This is going to be the year that you leap over obstacles. This is going to be the year that you step over mountains. This is going to be the year that the tail becomes the head. This is going to be the year that the head becomes the tail. This is going to be the year of the unexpected. 2022 is my year for the unexpected. Don't look for me where you left me. Don't look for me where you laid me down. Don't expect me to be where you dropped me off, because I'm getting ready to bust a move up in here. I'm getting ready to step somewhere I've never stepped before. Somebody give him 15 seconds of crazy. That was cute. That was cute, thank you. But that's not the kind of praise I want. I expected that kind of praise. I want that jaw-dropping praise, that unexpected praise, that excited praise, that revolutionary praise, that praise that says, I'm not through living my life. I've got something else to do. I've got something else to build. I've got something else to fight. I want somebody with an unexpected praise. Open up your mouth and give God an unexpected. Fist bump somebody and tell them I'm gonna do the unexpected. Don't expect me to be expected. Don't expect me to be normal. Don't expect me to be where you left me. Don't expect me to fit in the circle. I will not stay where you leave me. I will not stay where you drop me off. I will not stay in the condition I was in. I will not stay there. 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 I refuse to have another year like last year. Something is gonna move this year. Something is gonna change this year. Something is gonna open up this year. Open your mouth and give God the glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting ready to mess things up. I'm getting ready to break the routine. I'm getting ready to get out of character. I'm getting ready to do the impossible. I'm getting ready to do something to write about. You're gonna have to write about this because you ain't never seen me do this before. I'm getting ready to break some rules. I'm getting ready to get out of line. I'm getting ready to get out of the way. I'm getting ready to not need you to carry me like I needed you to carry me because I'm getting ready to get independent. I'm getting ready to stand on my own. I'm getting ready to flow in a brand new zone. I'm getting ready to loan and not borrow. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to build a second home. I'm getting ready to start a franchise. I'm getting ready to open up another business. I'm getting ready to become an investor. Yes, the one who was on welfare. Yes, the one who was on food stamps. Yes, the one that they overlooked. Yes, the one they said would never be anybody. I'm getting ready to get up from here. Don't be looking at me for me to be where you dropped me. I will arise. Maya Angelou said, and still I rise. And still I rise. And still I rise. And still I rise. I lost my job. And still I rise. I lost my friends, and still I rise. I lost my situation, and still I rise. I will arise. Somebody help me praise him. I don't need everybody. I just need five people that'll help me praise him for the unexpected, the extraordinary, the exceptional, the unusual, the magnificent, the magnificent, the awesome, the spectacular power of God.